General?
This is John Eisenhower.
Lyndon Johnson.
How are you, sir?
Fine, I hope you are.
Yes, I am, thank you.
General, I want to visit with you in the next day or so on our problems out in Southeast Asia, and I just wondered if what your schedule was and how that would affect it. I'd like to go over them with you and get your advice.
Well, of course, I could do anything that John did.
I don't want to put it up like we're in deep trouble, because I don't think it's reached that point. But I thought this. I don't know whether you have anything you need to do back this way or not, but if you did in New York or Gettysburg or something, I could have a Jetstar pick you up there anytime it suits you, and you could come back here, and then while you're here, I would call you and invite you to come down and counsel with me. I'm a little concerned about leaving the appearance that we got an emergency or something.
I see. Well, I think I could manufacture something.
Have you got anybody in New York you need to talk to at all?
Well, I've always got a publisher up there, Mr. President.
Why don't you go back there whenever you think, tomorrow or next day. Let me have my plane pick you up there. I'll send my Jetstar out there when they're tonight or in the morning, and you go visit him, and then you come on down here and spend a day with me at the White House, and let me say for the public that I understood that you're going to be in New York, and I wanted to advise with you on the general problems, and I ask you to come down and visit with me so it doesn't look too dramatic that that we got a real emergency. It's not that deep,
yes,
but it's deep enough that I won't talk to you.
Yes.
And I think it probably, you could be more comforting to me now than anybody I know.
Well, sir, I will, I would think, of course, if they could come out here this evening.
They can be there anytime you say.
For me to take off a, they can, I think here I was, the last time I believe it took off, did I take off at Palm Springs first? I guess take off or go off to Palm Springs. If I leave here about, say, 8, your time might be 11.
Yeah.
I could get to, probably the easiest thing to do would be to go to Philadelphia and go see my son about something.
All right.
And that could, well, wasn't that at all. Maybe it'd be better in New York, because that could get some little, if they'd be noticed.
Yeah.
And then you could just say that.
That's
you
right.
Would,
that's right.
Come down there.
That's right. Yeah. What you
and
do?
I'd come down on that there that afternoon, that evening,
right.
And then on the next morning.
Why don't you come stay all night with me?
Well,
I'll put you in Lincoln's bed.
Lincoln's bed. Well, I think that wouldn't be necessary. They always keep me a place there in the.
Well. No, I wish you would stay at the White House. I need you a little bit. I need a little Billy Graham these days, and I need somebody to, you know, old Sid's gone, and I called Milton a day or so ago, and he's gone out of the country.
Well, yeah, I think he's down in Nassau.
Bob Bennett. He's gone.
He's gone to Europe.
Everybody's gone except you.
Well, by the way, I tell you, a man that might be if he's... No, he's gone, too. I was going to say Gunther. Gunther is a very smart man.
Well, you told me the smartest man in the Army was a good pastor.
Well, that's right.
I sent him out there, and I want him here when you come in. I want him to... matter of fact, I may just send him out there to ride in with you so he can tell you everything he found out.
That might be a very good thing.
He just back. And I just think that you got to...
He could run up to New York and...
That's right.
And
that's a smart thing to do. That's right. Thing. Now...
Well, I tell you. Then if you will... if they will be ready to leave then 8 tomorrow morning.
From Palm Springs?
Yes, from Palm Springs, yes.
All right, they will now.
Then Wednesday would be the day that we could have a talk.
All right. Now, where will you be in New York? Will you likely be at you expect to spend tomorrow night there?
Well, yes.
All right.
Yes, because it'll get in. We'll get in there.
Will you be at the Waldorf?
Well, probably. No, I'd say I'd probably go to the Park Lane.
Park Lane. All right. Well, then I'll ask General Goodpaster to go up there and be at your service whenever you want him.
Okay.
And then he can come down with you the next morning.
All right, fine.
And you bring anybody with you want to, and if there's any services you need or anybody you want from any of the departments, they're available to you just by...
Well, the only thing I can think if he's been out there, the best person he would be for you to talk to him.
He just came back, and he went out there because of what you told me the first week I was in here. You remember when you over in the building?
He's really a steel trap.
You told me you thought he's the ablest man in the Army. And so when Bundy started out there, I said, who are you taking? He said, nobody. I said, well, I want to tell you what General Eisenhower told me about Goodpaster. And you go get him and make him go with you. So I ordered him out there, and he came back, and he knows the whole story from A to Z.
Well, I'll see him tomorrow evening.
That's right.
And we'll come on down the next morning.
And you come prepared to stay with me for a day or two. Don't be in a hurry, because I need you.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank
Give
you.
My love to Mamie.
My love.
Long distance.